This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with what Donald Trump's been saying about Vice President Kamala Harris and her pushback.
Donald Trump has falsely suggested Kamala Harris misled voters about her race. Appearing before the National Association of Black Journalists in Chicago, Trump said Harris in the past has only promoted her Indian heritage.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Her father is Jamaican, her mother Indian. Harris attended a historically black college, pledged a historically black sorority, and as a senator was in the Congressional Black Caucus. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Last night, Vice President Harris fired back against Donald Trump's comments.
Same old show. The divisiveness and the disrespect.
Confirmation this morning that some American-made F-16 fighter jets have arrived in Ukraine. A much-needed boost for Ukraine as it battles Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging everybody in the Middle East to avoid doing anything that could widen the conflict in the region. He says there has to be a ceasefire.
I believe it's not only achievable, it has to be achieved. And then, building on that ceasefire, to have a end to the conflict in Gaza, to produce calm in the north between Israel and Lebanon.
This morning, Israel says it has confirmed now that the head of Hamas's military wing, Mohammed Deif, was killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, will introduce a bill today reaffirming the presidents do not have immunity for criminal actions. This is AP News. The man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has reportedly agreed to plead guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack, and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack, and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.